Look, we were talking earlier on this morning because you have your fave, I have my fave. Well,
okay, so you and Jennifer Aniston, that's your get out of whatever they call
Hall
that.
Hall pass. Oh, my wife is The Rock Charlie. Johnson. The Rock. Oh, yeah, every time The Rock comes on TV or
Rock
a movie.
If The Rock comes to Australia, you just go, off you go.
See you, babe. She'd go, yeah, like that.
All right.
What are you?
Charlize Theron from mine.
Well,
you know, my wife, Gren, used to have a thing for Russell Crowe.
Did you?
Yeah, I know. Sucker. Look what's happened now.
Wow.
You've got a bigger gut than I do.
No, not that big.
Oh, come on.
But yesterday, our premier, Gladys Berejiklian.
We've worked out her.
Yeah, she was salivating.
Soft spot.
Yeah. She was here last Wednesday opening our boardwalk at Terrigal. But
salivating's a bit extreme.
Oh, I think she may have been to find out whether she was or not. We've got James O'Doherty, and James is from the Daily Telly. G'day, James.
Hey, James.
G'day, boys.
Mate, do you reckon, because a big announcement, it was a huge announcement yesterday for New South Wales and the film industry, wasn't it?
Massive announcement. This will be probably one of the biggest films to be made in Australia, the new Mad Max iteration, the Furiosa spin-off, a prequel to the series, with none other than Chris Hemsworth. And it was a very happy Gladys Berejiklian, who was with Chris Hemsworth yesterday, to announce this big injection of money and jobs into the state.
Yeah, it's now that you mention it, she could have been just giddy about the money that's getting spent, more so than the Hemsworth factor. Maybe a bit of both.
Probably a bit of both. It's going to be $350 million in production spend for New South Wales. So she was very happy to steal this production for New South Wales. But I think she was pretty happy to be sharing the limelight with Chris Hemsworth too.
Yeah, cool.
So it's been 40 years since Mad Max 2. How do they work out the boost to the economy? They, as you said, $350 million. James, is the way they – how do they work that out?
Well, it's all a bit shrouded in secrecy in terms of commercial confidence for how much New South Wales has paid to lure this production into New South Wales. We heard yesterday from George Miller and his producer, Doug Mitchell, that all of the states offered some incentives to bring this film into Australia and to film here. They always wanted to film into New South Wales, but they're going to be spending a lot of money in terms of producing things here and paying, you know, local people to build things and to make things and to effectively support 850 local jobs. So it'll be an awful lot of money in terms of the film industry here in New South Wales. And then also all of that intangible benefit of showing New South Wales on the big screen.
Mm. And Hemsworth's got quite a food bill too. I've heard he eats like a horse just to keep his rig in shape. But is Mel Gibson going to be involved in this one? Because he was the original Mad Max.
No indications that Mel Gibson will be involved, but Chris Hemsworth was asked a bit of a cheeky question yesterday as to whether or not he'd give Mel a call to ask for some tips. We don't know too much about what Hemsworth will be doing in this film. That's all under wraps. But he did say that he might give Mel a call or give Tom Hardy a call or Charlize Theron a call to get a bit of tips on how to get involved in the Mad Max universe.
So filming starts in June in New South Wales. What parts of New South Wales will be they filming this movie, the Mad Max Fury Road prequel?
We know that they're going to be filming in some parts of Broken Hill, which was the site of that Mad Max 2 40 years ago. But they're also going to be filming across New South Wales, we were told yesterday. No specific locations yet. Again, that's also under wraps. But some parts of Broken Hill and other parts of the state too will be turned into whatever George Miller sees as the scene for the a prequel to the post-apocalyptic Mad Max Fury Road.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, we'll know if there's a rush on renovations at the Broken Hill Hotel, we'll know that they're hoping for the best.
Hey, James O'Doherty from the Daily Telly. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. And if there's any other goss that you want to share with us, always call through, mate. It'd be a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, guys.